Hi, welcome to the Cross & Cup podcast, where faith meets everyday life. I'm JM, your host, and I'm thrilled to have you join us for another insightful and inspiring episode. In this podcast, we dive deep into the intersection of faith and the real world, exploring how the timeless truths of Christianity impact our daily lives. Whether you're seeking encouragement, guidance, or simply a fresh perspective on your faith journey, you've come to the right place. Each week, we'll tackle a range of topics, from navigating life's challenges with grace to deepening our understanding of Scripture and everything in between. Our goal is to equip and empower you to live out your faith in meaningful and practical ways. But we're not just here to talk. We want to hear from you too. Your questions, insights, and stories are an integral part of this podcast community. So don't hesitate to reach out and share. So grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and get ready to explore the richness of Christian life with us. Thank you for tuning into the Cross & Cup podcast. Let's journey together toward deeper and more vibrant faith. Hello and welcome to the Cross & Cup podcast. I'm your host, JM, and today we'll delve deep into a topic close to our hearts, a pressing issue that touches the core of our Christian identity, the modern portrayal of Jesus Christ. All too often, he's depicted not as a savior, but merely as a motivational speaker. This perspective is subtle yet profound in how it affects our understanding and practice of faith. Before we begin, let's start off with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with open hearts and eager spirits. As we gather around this podcast, we invite you, your presence, to guide our conversation and enlighten our minds. Help us to see Jesus as you intended, our Lord and Savior, not merely as a figure of inspiration, but as the foundation of our faith. May our discussion today deepen our understanding and strengthen our commitment to live accordingly to your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now let's explore this together. So let's look at modern portrayals of Jesus, you know, across various platforms, be it best-selling books, high-energy seminars, or just engaging social media posts. Jesus is often quoted and referenced, but let's pause and think for this one minute. Are these references capturing the full scope of who he is, or are they more, you know, mere snippets used to boost personal, you know, morale and success? This trend is undeniably appealing. It indeed makes Jesus seem more accessible. But we must ask ourselves, does this accessibility truly reflect his divine nature and purpose? Now, the Bible says, in Matthew 7:28-29, let's turn to that. We read, when Jesus had finished these sayings, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, for he has taught them as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. This isn't just a historical account. It's a direct insight into how Jesus differed from others. His authority wasn't just impressive. It was rooted in his divine identity. God himself teaching us his ways. He wasn't merely inspiring. He was authoritative. And that's a crucial distinction we need to grasp. Now, there's the dangers of misinterpretation. When we reduce Jesus to the role of a motivational speaker, we're not just misrepresenting him. We're risking the very essence of the gospel. This isn't merely about seeking daily inspiration. It's about confronting the reality of sin, the necessity of repentance, and the profound promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ's sacrifice. J.L. Packer pointedly observes, a half-truth masquerading as the whole truth becomes a complete untruth. That is so true. By accepting only the comforting absence of Jesus' teachings, we are denying the full transformative truth he offers. Now, let's consider the personal impact it does, you know, the perspective. You know, viewing Jesus primarily as a life coach can subtly shift our faith from a transformative encounter to a comforting routine. You know, we keep treating the gospel like it's a self-help book rather than living, breathing word of God meant to reshape us from the inside out. We're called not just to be motivated, but to be transformed, to die to ourselves and live through him. You know, the word of God says Paul says in book 2 Timothy 4:3-4 serves as like a really stern warning. For the times will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, suit their own desires. They will gather around them as a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. This prophecy is alarmingly relevant today. Are we seeking a Jesus who conforms to our lifestyle, or are we allowing his words to challenge and chase us? You know, as we wrap up today's discussion, let's take these insights to heart. Reflect on who Jesus truly is in your life. Your guide, your savior, not just another voice in the crowd. Let's commit to dig deeper, embracing challenges and living out the profound truth of the gospel. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this time together and for the insights we've shared. May the words spoken here resonate within us and inspire us to your truth. Guard our hearts against half-truths and guide us in your complete truth. Help us to live out our faith authentically and fervently. Strengthen us to be bearers of your light in a world that often seeks convenience over conviction. We ask you for your wisdom and grace as we continue on our spiritual journey. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending your time with me today on the Cross and Cup podcast. If today's episode has sparked something in you, please share it. And let's help others see the true image of Christ. Subscribe for more discussions that challenge, inspire, and nurture our faith. Until next time, may you walk in truth and in the love of our Christ. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Cross and Cup podcast. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you who took the time to listen. If you found value in today's episode, we kindly ask you to consider subscribing to our podcast, sharing it with your friends and family, and leaving a comment or review. Your feedback means the world to us, and it helps us improve and grow. If you're looking for resources to deepen your Christian faith or walk, we encourage you to visit our main page at www.thecrossroadscollective.org. There you'll find a treasure trove of content designed to nourish your faith and strengthen your relationship with God. From articles and podcasts to recommended readings and study guides, we've got you covered. It's important to note that all proceeds generated from our website go directly to the New York School of the Bible, a vital institution affiliated with our home church, Calvary Baptist Church in New York City. By supporting us, you're not only enriching your own spiritual journey, but also contributing to the education and growth of others in our community. Once again, thank you for being part of the Cross and Cup podcast family. We're excited to continue this journey with you, and we can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, may God bless you abundantly, and may His grace and peace be with you always.